When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Old School NFL draft is in full effect. NBA playoffs. Austin, listen, man. Telling that story is it funny? But it wasn't funny at the time.
I say you can laugh now, right?
Man, your boy was mad, man. I was mad at the world at that point in time. But I mentioned in the crossover with Strick that there's a quarterback that throughout his whole college career, even though he played at two universities, essentially, if I was him, I'd say I'd make guys into first round picks, but he's been able and was blessed enough to throw to first round picks. Do you know who that is?
I'm trying to think through the quarterback options in this draft. Caleb Williams doesn't have first rounders around him the whole time. Probably Daniels, right?
Yep. Jaden Daniels started out at Arizona State. Do you know who his receiver was?
Ayuk, right?
Yep. Brandon Ayuk, first round pick. You know who his next two receivers are? You're about to see him get picked. They even talk about Malik Nabers going higher than Marvin Harrison. Now he's just shot up the draft. He's even ranked higher than Rome Adunze, who was thought to be on the heels of Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you got Brian Thomas Jr., who's the other LSU receiver, possibly going to the Cowboys. Cowboys, how many receivers? You need more help than receivers, my brothers. But the latest mock draft on Pro PFT, what is that? Pro Football
Talk.
Yep. Pro Football Talk. They have Caleb Williams, the Chicago, is a done deal. It's been going on so long, they should have the contract done. Now, I'm going to tell you what, and I want the text line to text in, and we'll read your opinions. Text in who you guys view as the biggest bust in NFL history of all time.
Ooh, all time.
Just the guys that you think are busts.
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams, you know who he reminds me of? Russell Wilson, that he has no sense of reality.
Oh,
it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard for him unless he's totally different outside of, what we see. The him crying and all that stuff. Obviously, you should be, okay with your emotions, but then the other stuff, with the eyeliner and all that. I think it's going to be hard for him to get up and to really get himself into a locker room and lead people, because you're going to be leading grown men. And that Hollywood stuff, that little college play games and all that stuff. Listen, this is what happens to rookies. They don't understand is that you're dealing with guys that how you play and how you perform, especially when you're the number one pick, dictates the rest of their career, dictates if they get another contract, dictates if they're able to extend their career, one, two, three more years. So it's a big business. So hopefully he is able to overcome that. We got some, this is quick. Everybody's listening. You ready for this? All you got to do is put out a question for people. They said Robert Gallery, who I thought was actually decent, better at guard than tackle. Mm-hmm. Jamarcus Russell. We got Johnny Manziel, Tebow, Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell. We have one in here that says Caleb Williams will be a top five all-time bust. Yes, barely made it through. I think that. Told you, and you didn't believe me.
Should the Bears have signed a veteran quarterback this offseason to help with that transition?
They should have just kept
Fields.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
You got a question here from the text line. Who cares if he cries or wears nail polish? Well, the people that generally around the league, they care. It's not that he cries, but when you're a quarterback, you have to be emotionally stable to lead grown men. And losing one game like that, even though he played great, he has to be able to turn that off there. And everybody's watching him. And there, whoever's asking the question, it's not the act, it's more or less the perception.
The attitude behind it and yes. The perception of
right.
it.
Yeah. He already has a perception that he's Hollywood. He already came in and said that he should have been starting as a freshman over a first round pick. Now, granted, he ended up being better. You know, the history, you know, told itself. Not at that point yet. Mm-hmm. It was whether he was a good teammate or not at USC. He kept himself separated. He talked in the third person. All these other things. He's going into a locker room with grown men that jobs depend on you being a team player. It can't be all about you as a rookie, no matter who you are. And that's really what it means. Tony Mandarich and Ryan Leaf. I'm going to push back on Tony Mandarich because actually Tony Mandarich, once he got healthy, he actually was a pretty good, respectable guard. He was better at guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, man, when I saw him on Sports, I was like, this dude is, I mean, he was a man child, but Reggie White has grown man strength in, you know, that being strong in college and in the pros are two different things.
Trent Richardson?
Yes. He looked like a 1,000-yard runner, and he just got the NFL and he just kept eating.
Like, Eddie Lacy at least had a couple good years.
Yeah.
Trent Richardson did not.
Yeah. He just couldn't. I don't know what it was either, man, because it wasn't like a speed or quickness thing. It was power. Tim Couch. See, I always give a little bit of leeway. I don't consider you a bust if you have injury history. That's just a bad. That's as much as I only got injured once. I know guys that are really good players that were just couldn't get over the injury. I don't consider that. Tim Couch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Had a little bit of injury, and at that point in time, going to Cleveland, essentially, your career, yeah, death sentence. See, I would say Kejani Carter, I would put in the injury. I don't think he's a bust because of injuries. You know, you know, who knows? I know Cincinnati's field wasn't up to snuff, and then they had Akili Smith. I don't think Ricky Williams was not a bust. If you look at Ricky Williams' yards, borderline Hall of Fame. Jimmy Clausen, yeah, just because of coming in, and then you hear the story where he tried to charge Cam Newton $1 million for his number.
Cordell Stewart?
No. I don't think Cordell was ever viewed, and he wasn't picked so high that he was like at the Ryan Leaf level.
Okay.
Here we got a good text here. He said, Williams will never own or command the locker room. Way too soft. You know, that's a little bit kind of what I'm getting at right there. Gaines Adams. That's the defensive end, isn't it? Gaines Adams? Oh, this dude sent in Jay Foreman.
Dang. Gaines Adams, not realized, passed away in 2010.
Who is Gaines Adams?
27. Is he defensive end.
from Clemson.
For Clemson, yeah. Unanimous All-American. Yes. I see him in a Bucs jersey right now.
Yeah, I remember him. Big Slim said first round of Bucs. Brock Osweiler, I wouldn't say he's a bust draft pick. He was a bust.
Bortles?
Oh, no, he ended up... Well, when you pick that
Jake
high,
Locker?
Yes. He just quit. Bortles... Yes, because he went first round, but he played a long time.
Yeah.
You know, had the best interview everywhere. They said, what do you do when you first wake up in the morning? Take a you-know-what. Yeah, that's pretty good. Matt R., he says Brock Osweiler. I don't think it's a bust draft pick. I think it's a bust free agent pickup. Mm. And the reason why I know is because my man Rick Smith signed him to a huge starting free agent deal, sight unseen. I mean, the dude played like one game. So... that's it right there. But in this latest Mac draft going down, and I'm gonna talk to you, Austin, a little bit about some of the unique picks, right? Jaden Daniels going to the Washington Commanders. The word out of there, and I think they're smoke screen. This is where Magic Man is helping him, where he said, oh, I'd be okay. I'm cool with going to Washington, but I would rather, whatever he said, he'd rather go to Minnesota or he'd rather go to the Raiders. That got Magic Johnson written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get somebody to trade up and give them a King's ransom. And then they get the quarterback they really want, i.e. like Drake May or something. And then somebody else takes them. Because I can't see a draft pick saying that you want to go to the Vikings or the Raiders. And as of right now, the Raiders pick 13.
And the Vikings are 11.
And the Vikings are 11. You're just giving away money. There's no way he said that. Now... Then they got they had the Vikings swapping with the Patriots at 3 and trading up to get Drake May. See, I see Jaden Daniels going more towards the Patriots, Drake May possibly to the Commanders. That's
okay. Right? Okay.
Then Cardinals, it's been the number 1 and number 4 pick has been pretty much set. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., the Lightning Bolts, Malik Nabers.
Oh, you think Harbaugh goes wide receiver over offensive line?
And then they got the New York Giants taking Joe Alt, tackle. Then here comes a little bit of a run. Titans, J.C. Latham, that was high for him. He's probably low teens, mid-teens pick by other things. And then you got the Falcons taking Dallas Turner, a really good athlete, has a ton of upside, outside pass rusher edge from Alabama. This dude is going to be good. He's going to be really good. And fits into that locker room, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Raheem Morris, young, energetic, defensive-minded coach. He'll definitely get opportunities. And Illuminia, we'll call him Fashanu. Penn State offensive tackle. He's a potential pick. Like, he needs some seasoning. But he's going to the Bears, right? So what do? You draft your quarterback, hopefully a stalwart tackle.
Kind of feels like that pick for the Bears has the potential to be kind of like what the Bengals face at the year after they take Burrow. Do they take Sewell or do they take Chase?
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah. Well, they feel like they got it. Keenan Allen. They got more. They had some other free agent picks. I think they feel like they got it taken care of. Plus, you want veteran guys with a rookie quarter, supposedly. Right. Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State, goes to the Jets kind of to learn behind the two veterans that they signed in free agency. And then you got J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh. To New England.
To New England.
By way of Minnesota.
Yeah. Jerod Mayo. I can see that.
Because really the calculus for New England is, do they want Daniels or May, or do they want McCarthy plus whatever Minnesota would have to give them? That's
gives
the
you, yeah. And he gives you a little bit of it. He can run. He's got a lot of learning to do. They got Jacoby Brissett that can be there for not only a bridge for this year, but for 2 years if he has to, and kind of turn the keys over to him next year. I like that pick for New England. I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy fan, but I like it. The more I see him and realize he's going first round, I start to like him a little bit more.
Better value, especially if you add those picks from the trade.
Right at that point, too. Yeah. So, anyways, we're up against the clock. We're going to come back after a quick break. We're going to read off some more of your first-round busts. Then at the top of the hour, we're going to finish the mock draft. Then we're going to go into the calculation of the hit rate on draft picks and what positions. And so if I'm a new GM, Austin, and so are you, in the second segment of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to look at the ones, and you're going to be your team, the Colts, and you're going to see what you're going to have to tell me which one of those you're going to. We're going to evaluate you on the hit rate. So, anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.